I walked in my father's study and I was like, main nahi de raha dobara. Because I was angry.
Yeah.
I was finally angry.
I'm going to start with my, like, the regular theme of my podcast, where I put my guest in a situation that I know that they've been in. And hopefully you can describe what your mental state was at that point of time. I might get the specifics wrong, but otherwise I think I'm right. Right. So you're probably around, like, say around 19, 20 years old. You're frustrated with doing your CA. Like, that's clearly not what you wanted to do. And you've decided that I can't live like this. I want to do something that I really want to, even though my parents are not okay with it. So you're going up, you're walking up to your dad who wants you to be a CA, and you're minutes away from having that conversation with him. Right. In that moment, like, we all normally walk up to there and then we walk back and we're like, nahi yaar, nahi karna, you know, it become too much. You went ahead and actually did it. So can you explain your mindset at that point of time?
Scared cat. I was the most flinchy piece of human meat. Bro, you have to understand, there's not a lot of people know. I grew up very scared of my father.
Hmm.
My father is a terrifying man. And not in the sense, like, but he has a voice. If Prakhar has a voice, imagine what Prakhar's dad has.
Yeah.
Right? And so I did not want messing with that at all. Ek bar pata school mein, 7th grade, I scored 19 on 25 on a Monday test. And for me, I used to be very nerdy around that time. I was very hurt. So I was going home sad. And peeche se na mere upar pani aa jata hai. I'm like, who the hell? I turn around. There's this guy who's closing his bottle. Clearly, he looks guilty. I grab his hand. Twist his thumb and it dislocates out of his hand.
Oh,
right. Okay. It just snaps out. This guy's like, maine kuch nahi kiya, jitne mein wo kiya bolta hai, uska haath bahar aa gaya. And now I'm in trouble. Yeah. Right. And then, long story short, the point of this story is I came home that day or the next day, whenever, and I saw my father. My father looked at me. He said one sentence. Aaj ke baad school se phone nahi aana chahiye. So imagine, and uske baad shayad ek hi baar aur aaya. But uske alawa kabhi, like, I was so dead scared of my father. I would not indulge in anything that would get my father involved. Right. 10th grade mein, I'd finished board exams. All my friends were going to go watch Robo. You know, Robo Rajinikanth wala film. Maybe you were too young for that. Right.
Yeah. I know. No, I remember.
Way
I remember.
Back when.
Yeah.
Right. This is 2010.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Papa, I want to go see a film. Kehte, nahi, achhe log film nahi dekhte. He was very ad hoc in his way of raising us. And he's a disciplinarian and a very tough voice and an extremely, like, just sturdy man. So he was very scary. And he also has no concern for public private. Like, he would berate the shit out of me in public. So a person who can berate you in public, you're always scared of, because you can't fight back in public. Mm. Right. Mm. So I was very scared. And I think what helped was that when I went in the room, I sat down. Like, when you're doing something tough, very often it is about fooling yourself, because every part of your body is like, don't do it. So I sat down. And then I said, Papa. And after I said, Papa, he's like, yeah, I made something up because I got scared. And then he said, and then we kept talking. He's like, I have to tell you something. Now that I've committed to saying, I have to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going to arrive. Right. But with me, it was not this way. Right. With me, I just started crying. I just broke down, bro.
Yeah.
I just broke down with my mother. My mother's a very sensitive person. She's very appreciative of people being vulnerable. I start crying. I was like, I don't want to do this. This feels like hell. And so she told me, listen, give your exam. So I gave my exams. And the day I finished my exams, I had the right to go tell my parents. I didn't want to do it. My uncle and my dad. They sat me down. We had a whole conversation about it. And I was scared shitless then too. But even though I was comforted by the fact my uncle was more willing to listen to me, my father was dealing with, ki bado ne bol diya na, why are you even talking? He was dealing me away with that. My uncle was like, sit down, let's talk, this, that. He figured it out. He was rational about it. So I did feel comforted at that point, knowing that somebody had a rational ear.
Hmm.
And then I just took it every day. I know what it feels like to live a life you don't want to live every day without knowing what to do. Then you defect, bro. Then you get drunk and you get high and then you fuck around and then you chase after people who are not interesting. And, like, you do stuff that's not you because you're trying to escape for years. And I tell this to my parents every night between 2015 and 2016, I was not home. I just jump out of my house, drive my car, go somewhere up Delhi mein kisi ke ghar pada hua hun. I made so many friends around that time. I was doing so many things I should not be doing now when I look back. But primarily because my day job or what my day occupation was not happy. Right? And the true strength came with frustration, which is also a weird thing. See, I was going to go. The idea was CA khatam kar le. CA khatam nahi hui. I walked in my father's study and I was like, main nahi de raha dobara. because I was angry.
Yeah.
I was finally angry, right? And so with that frustration, कि ये मेरे को fail करेंगे, मेरे मुंह से गालियां निकल रही थी. First time ever I swore in front of my family. Like ये fail करेंगे मेरे को. ये कौन है मेरे को fail कर. I was angry, right?
Yeah.
So and then they knew, do not mishandle this fire.
Mm.
So they were like, ठीक है, because I was angry, you know. And I mean, when I look back, if I knew better, I'd do it more peacefully.
Okay.
But I did not. And most people do not. They do not know how to have that conversation. They do not know how to build that structure, particularly with parents. My father's a conservative man. My grandfather, he led 5 families because all his brothers died. And he's a conservative man. So now when I was just sitting with him right before, I drop in a hint of the future. Shayad iske baad PhD kar loon.
Yeah.
And it means nothing. They can't say anything. Then when I introduce it later, typical art of conversation stuff, they're more likely to be like, oh, wow, okay. You know, so now I've learned the secrets of communicating properly with them. Now I've learned where I can say no. Now I've learned where I can take care of myself. And now it's gotten easier. My father's learned I'm a man of my own will. His concern is he's seen so many people destroy themselves because they were too lazy.
Yeah.
Particularly because they thought they were too smart. So they ended up being too lazy. So yeah. he's, you know, and now that I've calmed that down, that I work hard like a maniac, I love doing what I do. Now he's relaxed. Now that battle is no longer the same. So in that situation, you'd be terrified, but smooth in. Throw yourself in front of the fire, slowly get rid of that conflict because that liability has been incurred. It took me forever to learn that lesson. As soon as there is a problem, you see that there is a problem with people who trust you and you trust your inner circle. Go directly there, address it, get it out of the system, move forward. You want to operate in a zone of complete trust. You are a superman, superhuman when you operate in a zone of complete trust. Bro, main ye problem samajhta hu ki main ek college student hu and I want to make friends with people. Main ye samajhta hu ki I'm going on a date and I do not know how to talk to that other person. I am going for an interview or a networking event aur mereko nahi pata main kya karun. और एग्जैक्टली इन सब चीजों को सॉल्व करने के लिए आई हैव क्रिएटेड समथिंग एक्सक्लूसिवली फॉर यू. गो चेक आउट द आर्ट ऑफ कॉन्वर्सेशन. टेल मी व्हाट यू थिंक ऑनेस्टली.